Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell in the shadows of Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. At least that's how they bill it or bill themselves. Day two, Big East 2024 tournament. A lot to get to. And a very busy Thursday into a Friday with Dominic Jimenez along the way. And we are presented by Innovative Wellness, Clive, Iowa, by Iowa EPS. And I think a decent show today. Come on, let's go. Bring it hard, bring it with passion. And one guy that fills that bill of bringing it hard and bringing it with passion is Anthony Pepe from the Boston area. This will be a good get. Radio talk show host for better part of 2.5 decades. I met him when we were at the Celtics radio network together back, right before 9/11. Seems like a million years ago, but some 22, 23 years ago, Anthony Pepe, and formulated a show called The Die Hard. So we will get him in here. Lots to get to, a lot of scores to pass along. You know, not a lot of upsets so far. You know, it was Atlantic 10 a little bit, you know, Virginia Commonwealth win over UMass, but the mid-major tournaments pretty much going as scheduled, as are the majors right now. Wisconsin, big win up in Minneapolis. We'll keep an eye on them. Badgers, always a threat to be a dangerous tournament team, so they seem to be hitting their stride. But here it was, the chalk, the tri-state area, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, they had a big lift in the Garden. The Garden was rocking today, starting at about noon east. Connecticut trying to defend the big dance in their national title from a year ago. Easy win over Xavier, and St. John's followed it up with a win across the way over Seton Hall. And tonight, listen, Providence, Creighton, Villanova, Marquette. We got a great double dip in the Garden. We look forward to it. But we'll kick it off with Anthony Pepe. We'll talk some New England stuff, some Boston stuff. Celtics Suns tonight, a Thursday night game. We'll keep an eye on that into the Friday morning parts of the program. And, Patriots, Mac Jones, adios, coaching situation, Celtics Bruins, and the world of sports with Anthony Pepe from the diehards to kick it off here. Again, with Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back live from New York as we roll along here, a Thursday into a Friday, here on Sports Overnight, Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All right, talking the world of sports live from New York City against Shadows of Madison Square Garden. We got two in the books, UConn and Rick Pitino and St. John's roll in the afternoon session. Now we head to the night session and maybe an upset lurking. Let's see about Providence. Kim English came up from George Mason, played at Mizzou. I followed him in the Big 12. Nice player, and he's done a hell of a job with Providence. And they took care of Georgetown and Ed Cooley, the former Boston College and Providence coach, now trying to turn around and resurrect the mess that Patrick Ewing made of the Georgetown program. And we'll cap it off tonight. Villanova survived an absolute embarrassment, hitting a shot with, you know, ticks of seconds, which lit the Garden up, because they that crowd, as thin as it was late at night last night, the public was pulling for DePaul. So, but Villanova survives. They've got Marquette tonight. But let's get him in here. I'm pumped up for this. I've really been waiting for this. Looking forward to it. One of the diehards, Boston-based, really talk show. They've been around, nationally distributed, and he's a great guy. And I'm just thrilled to reconnect with Anthony Pepe. And I hope this show will continue. And I hope I wish him nothing but the best, and really a go-to guy when it comes to New England sports. Pepe, Marty Terrell, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, buddy, money-making Marty Terrell. It's been a minute. How are you, man?
What's up, Pepe? How are you? Hey, I want to jump right into this because we have so many things to get to. You know, I want to start,
Don't you want to ask what I just ate for dinner?
Yeah, what'd you have? Lobster, I hope? Come on, tell me.
No, I'm 20 minutes north of Boston. I ate at the greatest restaurant in the history of mankind. I just ate at the Kowloon. Are you jealous?
There you go, our old friend Eddie Andelman, the Kowloon. What, Route 1 in Saugus, right?
That is correct, buddy. How you been?
I've been good. Life is good, my friend. It really and truly good. Is. Pepe, I want to start. I want to start real quick with the Celtics. You know, the Suns in town tonight. I think they'll have a full complement with Durant, Booker, and company. Well, you know, a couple years ago, I thought up 2-1 against Golden State, I thought they'd get it. Last year, the series against the Heat made my head hurt. I just can't get comfortable. And I don't think Jaylen Brown's playing tonight. Porzingis is out, so probably have to, you know, put a little asterisk next to this. But give me your quick hit on the guys that still peruse the parquet floor at TD Bank North. What about this Celtics team? Tell me. Let's go. Let me hear.
Marty, the reality is they're the best team in the NBA. They are. You talk about the starting five. You talk about the two Jays and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And I know they're sitting because it's that whole load management thing, which I still don't get, and I know you don't get. But, again, when you take those two guys and you add Kristaps Porzingis and you have a guy that they bring in like Jrue Holiday and you throw in the guy who they stole from San Antonio, it's mind-boggling how good the starting five is. They're the best team in the association. And the reality is you have to thank the Milwaukee Bucks in this offseason because Milwaukee thought, hey, this is a good idea. Let's bring in Dame, again, a heck of a player. Let's partner with him with the Greek Freak. But then they have to get rid of Jrue Holiday because of cap reasons, and the Celtics pick him up. He is a huge, huge factor and on the Celtics team. And to me, at the end of the day, the Celtics have the best starting five in all of basketball, and they are the best team in all of basketball. And I know they lost a tight one in Denver the other night to the champs in Jokic.
Yep.
And they lost a tight one to the in the Garden by two. But at the end of the day, the Celtics are the team to beat. They're the best team in all of basketball. Prove me wrong.
Well, I'm nervous, and the one reason is I agree with what you say about Derek White. I like Porzingis. I do. I the one thing I worry about is mental toughness and these guys disappearing in a big spot. And I just hated to see Marcus Smart go. I hated to see him go. I mean he's a lunch pail guy, and we can say what we want. It's a blue blooded sports town, but they appreciate guys like Marcus Smart, Pepe. You know that. Come on now, tell me.
I do. And they let him go. And what did they bring in? They brought in Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. How do you go wrong with that? Again, I know he was the lifeblood and the heart and soul of that team. But at the end, and you feel bad for him what happened to Memphis with the injury. But at the end of the day, you bring in those two guys. It's definitely an upgrade and a win.
Well, we're going to see, and I hope you're right, and I'm going to hold you accountable to June. Trust me, I'll be hunting you down. All right, let's get Anthony Pepe, diehards. Love having him on. All right, Mac Jones, another busted experience. It didn't work. Jacoby Brissett, fine. I'm sick about the Pats situation. It's tough to watch. We got spoiled. We were in Boston together when they won that first one in New Orleans. It was crazy. But I'm telling you right now, do not draft a quarterback. You got to get Marvin Harrison Jr. He's the best player in this draft, Pepe, but they're going to take a quarterback, aren't they? Go ahead.
I'm not sure, and don't put words in my mouth, because to me, I agree with you. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best player at three. I would sign him tomorrow because at the end of the day, or draft him, I should say, at the end of the day, he's a guaranteed lock stud. You pick one of these quarterbacks and Drake May and Jaden Daniels, you don't know what you're going to get. And again, I know you need that quarterback. They bring in Jacoby Brissett, which I don't love the deal, but at the end of the day, you bring him in, it's a bridge year, whatever. Maybe try to sign a guy late, try to sign a veteran, who knows. But the reality is you have a stud receiver that's guaranteed, and again, guaranteed quotation fingers, so you never know. The dude's a stud. I would bring Marvin Harrison Jr. in, but who knows what they're going to do. I'm disgusted with this Patriots team. And, Marty, you mentioned we were there on the first Patriots Super Bowl and all this huge run in the last 20 years and all the championships. Could you ever remember, and did you ever think that we would have the top two teams in Boston be the Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins and the Red Sox suck and the Patriots suck? Did you ever think that?
You're looking over my shoulder, reading my notes. I swear to God, Anthony Pepe, on the show at 12 after. How is it that Red Sox, Patriots stink? Celtics, Bruins are the standard. Are the torchbearers? I swear to God, I got written down. Towards that end,
it doesn't make any sense.
I understand that, and I'm sick about the Red Sox because they're spending money on other things, soccer. They're spending money on other crazy stuff. They're gonna extend some money to the PGA Tour. That's fine. Listen, that baseball franchise is making my head hurt. I'll never ever desert. But I'm upset about that team. Talk me off the ledge. We only got a couple of minutes. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Honestly, Marty, I can't talk you off the ledge. I lost all faith in that organization. And again, back before we worked together at 1510 The Zone in Boston, I worked for the flagship WEEI in Boston, carried the Red Sox. And I watched the greatest team ever in Pedro Martinez. When he took the mound, it was an event every time. Him and Curt Schilling and Derek Lowe. And the list goes on and on. They lose in heartbreak fashion in 2003. They win it in 04, 07, 13, 18. It's mind-boggling what they were able to accomplish in the last two decades and what they are now. I'm not even a fan. I can't even watch the game. Honestly, Marty, I was a DirecTV guy for 25 years because of the NFL package. I got rid of it, and I'm on YouTube TV. I have not subscribed to Nesson because it's $80 a month, which is stupid in itself. I don't even have the Red Sox, and that's blasphemy being from Boston and being a diehard Red Sox fan. I don't even buy it because the Nesson product is terrible. The whole organization is god-awful. I can't even explain. I love baseball. I watch baseball. I watch other games on the national networks, ESPN, CBS, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm done with the Red Sox until they sell it because they stink.
I know. Hey, listen, we are out of time. You do me a favor. You take our calls. We keep you keep bringing it hard and bringing it with passion. You fill a huge spot if we can get you in this lineup. I'll lead you off, man. I think you're a better leadoff hitter than even Nomar was back in the day. You're that good of a leadoff hitter. So listen, it's good to connect with you. God bless you. I'm glad you joined. You enjoyed the Kowloon up there at Route 1 in Saugus. I hope we can talk to you again soon, Pepe. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Brother. I appreciate it, buddy. There used to be JP the Brick. Call me Pepe the Brick.
I love you. Good job, buddy. We're coming back. Keep it right here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we roll into it. And boy, is it nice here in New York. I'm going to keep pumping this. The Hyatts and the Hilton Hotels. I was just stunned. I walk into my room here on Tuesday morning, and I'm flipping around the TV. And all of a sudden, they put iHeart right up there on the screen. And I'm like, I thought someone had set me up. And I walk into the room, I click it on, and it's got a whole menu of radio, and I swear to God, I click on iHeart, I Google a search, I put Sports Byline, pops up, America Sports Talk Network, I clicked it on, and I told Dom he was doing some part of Rick Tittle's show, maybe it was just a little repartee with he and Tittle back and forth, and it's in every single hotel room here in the city. I was talking to the concierge desk, and yeah, iHeart, it's, you know, obviously free. And a whole menu of podcasts, and there's Ron Barr's stuff. And all right, good job. Hilton Hotels, Hyatt Hotels here in Manhattan or New York City proper. Away we go. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was set up. I said, you know what? How did they know? But, you know, there again. And I talked to Darren Peck, the boss. I said, Darren, you're not going to believe this. I walk in there, they got iHeart and, you know, a whole menu, and they promote it here that they have it. And lo and behold, I've been bouncing around channel to channel when I'm not over at the Garden, and it's been great. Podcast, everything. Speaking of which, I'll do the scoreboard here in the next segment, because, you know, we want to update brackets and get into it. But, you know, we talk a lot of media stuff. We talk a lot of podcasting. We talk a lot of, you know, talk radio, and it's fun. I mean, I like to do media matters. You know, I'm a junkie. It comes to reading awful announcing. I like to see the stories they throw up there, audio clips, video clips, you know, stuff that's trending. But sometimes you can just find some nuggets. And then I like, you know, the periodicals. But, you know, we talk in Pepe, who we just had, Anthony Pepe, one of the diehards sports program out of Boston. You know, he's talking about, you know, listen, he's a cord cutter. I'm out. He says, you know, I'm out of DirecTV. I'm over at YouTube. Excuse me. I'm in the same boat. Cable to me, you know, whatever. I'm not going to sit there and disparage cable, because, listen, there's people that have cable and they don't want to hear some loudmouth here on Sports Byline. But I will say this. The Wall Street Journal has got a really good piece in today's newsletter. And it's item number 5, where sports fans wonder whether a new streaming service can improve how they watch their favorite teams. And Pepe just reminded me of that, and I remembered the piece that I read this morning in the Journal. And this is the alliance with Disney, ESPN, Disney's ESPN, Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery. And this fall, they are on target to go live. Now, they haven't announced the name of this app to consolidate the sports networks, or even the cost. And again, do you love this? I guess it depends on what you like to consume. You're going to have access to most major sports, nationally broadcast NBA and NHL, and you can the lion's share of sports content not available there on Paramount Plus and Peacock instead. So let me read that again. The new streamer's appeal depends on what sports you like to watch. It will offer access to most major sports content, including all nationally broadcast NBA and NHL games. You can watch the vast majority of sports content not available there on Paramount Plus and Peacock instead. So Paramount Plus and Peacock aren't going anywhere. Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV Plus, where I'm watching the Patriots docuseries, and I've been traveling, so I haven't caught up. I got episodes to go. And this new one-stop shopping sports app won't offer regional sports networks, okay? So there, to me, that's the rub. That's what I'm looking for. I like the regional sports. I like to bounce around play-by-play. MSG, MSG Plus, New England Sports Network, NBC Sports Bay Area, NBC Sports Boston. They have the Celtics. All these, I like to watch games. Yes, talk shows. Yes, you know, docuseries. But I like games. I like to bounce around. So Amazon Prime Video, Apple Plus TV own the remainder of the NFL and MLB rights, respectively. But these regional sports networks that went bankrupt last year, and that's Bally's, I don't know what's going to happen there. I really don't. And that's the piece of the puzzle that I'm really anxious to see what they do with. And again, this is going to prompt some people to continue to pay for cable TV or, you know, the YouTube stuff, which I love YouTube. I do. I like it. It fires up my channels. It follows what you watch on a regular basis. And when I click on, I guarantee if I click on my YouTube account right now, it's going to say you're traveling. You're not in Iowa. Are you traveling? I'll hit yes. And it'll get me behind the protective firewall. I'll get right into the menu, and all my favorites will pop up. It's just that they do a nice job with it. So what am I going to tell you? I love it. We shall see what this one-stop shopping app is all about. I'm stunned they're doing it. I really am. But I'm not going to go crazy and get all, you know, hot and bothered and worked up over this, because I think really when you think about it, we're headed to a full fledged pay-per-view. Make no mistake, it's coming, and this is the precipice of it, and another, to me, hard solid step towards pay-per-view. Look at, we saw it with Amazon Prime in the Thursday night football. We saw it with Peacock, right? Did we not see that? We had an NFL playoff game with the Chiefs and Dolphins, which was pay-per-view, and everyone complained about it. But you know what? I think I saw the numbers, 10 to 12 million subscriptions. Are you kidding me? So of course they're going to lead with football. And then you've got the proliferation of college football, which we alluded to in this program yesterday. And go back and listen to the March 13th podcast on iHeartRadio Sports Overnight. You'll hear Brock Hines go off on it. He says it's the same model. And I agree. NBC. I mean, look at the Big Ten Conference, first of all. The Big Ten Conference, you ready? They got their own network, Big Ten Network. They've got CBS. They've got Fox. They've got NBC. And did I say CBS? Yeah, Fox, CBS. I don't think they have any ESPN. In fact, I know they don't. But think about that. And the Big Ten Saturday night studio show, you're going to come out of the Notre Dame game on Saturday afternoon in many cases, not all, but in many cases, you're going to come out of Notre Dame football. They're going to pass it off to a studio show on Saturday night, and then you're going to roll in. You ready for this? You're going to roll into primetime Saturday night Big Ten football, and then you're going to hand off to Saturday Night Live. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sorry. And then they have their CBS rollout. And that's going to be the 2:30 window, 2:30 Central, 3:30 East. And don't forget, they're bringing in USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington. I mean, you can't even make this up. So now you've got this app coming out, and they're going to consolidate everything. And the only thing that's left, the only piece of the puzzle that's sitting there like someone missing their front tooth, what are you going to do with the regional networks? And so I don't, the cable companies have to be sitting there going, how do we do it? Are people going to pay? Are people going to pay to watch the Giants? Are the people going to pay to see the Dodgers? Well, of course they are. But you know, is it in Miami? Are they going to pay to see the Marlins? Anybody in Oakland going to pay to see the A's with more than a foot out the door headed to Vegas? And who knows, maybe Sacramento next year. God only knows, maybe a minor league park. Who knows what is going to happen there? And those are extreme examples, but there you get Minnesota. They're a Bally's team. Diamondbacks lost some games last year when the bankruptcy filed. Texas, Houston. I mean, we go on and on and on. Major League Baseball, Red Sox, New England Sports Network. So who knows where this is going to go? My guess is they're going to make a very, I think, dangerous attempt to go with the regionalized app and charge for it. I don't know that people are going to do it. I don't know. I mean, what's the point? Football, you cannot compare football with any of the other sports combined. You just can't do it. I was with some people today from England, south of London, and huge. Natalie and Jack. Jack is a huge soccer guy. They're football. He said, why do you guys call it in soccer here in the United States? I said, because we have footballs and we don't call your football. We call it soccer. And lo and behold. But he told me, he said, the EPL, the European Premier League, it's a whole different world. It's like our NFL, make no mistake. And I would say globally, soccer is bigger than football. And I think they're indisputable. I mean, that brand is everywhere. And I can't believe how it's caught on in this country. And what's my example? I go into a breakfast spot in the Midwest on Saturdays and Sundays, and what do I run into even before church? The woman says, if you're looking for the news programs, these TVs are reserved for, her words, not mine, soccer. And that's in the heartland. Imagine what it's like in the major metropolitan areas. So that's where we're headed. All right, we'll update the scores. We'll take you through the night. Don't forget, it's tournament time. And, you know, Houston, a big win today in Kansas City. They blew out TCU. They're on a collision course. We predicted Kansas. Horrible job. They're a mess. Who knows what kind of seed they're going to get and where they're going to put them. So we look forward to that as well as we roll along here. All right, we're coming back. Lots to get to still, a Thursday into a Friday overnight here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight, brought to you by Innovative Wellness, Clive, Iowa, Iowa EPS. We're coming back. Don't go away.
I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
All right, as promised, scoreboard brought to you by Innovative Wellness Center. Christy Steiger, they're on spring break. She'll be back next week. We look forward to that. Innovative Wellness Center. They're in the heartland, Clive, Iowa, suburb of Des Moines. Check them out. Neuropathy, weekend warriors, injuries. If you're in the Midwest, Iowa, Iowa State fans, Drake, you name it. A lot of you people are listening. We appreciate you listening and supporting Innovative Wellness because they support you. Innovative Wellness Center and by Iowa EPS. Kansas City tonight is where we are fanned out with folks that are keeping us apprised of the situations at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, Big 10 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, paying attention to the ACC. We're paying attention to them all, right? Excuse me. We really are. Mid-major tournaments. We got a glimpse of that last week. Missouri Valley Conference, Atlantic Sun, Ohio Valley Conference. But this is full-fledged, and everything rolls into one big ball of wax, and it comes to a conclusion Sunday, and that traditional Big Ten final will be at the Target Center in Minnesota. And will it be Purdue? Will it be a Wisconsin team? Michigan State made a statement today with a fairly sizable win, impactful win for Tom Izzo because they need to win. They got more work to do. Imagine that, Michigan State having to do a lot of work. But it's true. St. John's, a winner today at the Garden here at the Big East Tournament in New York. They're going to get in. Say what you want about Patino. He has resurrected his career. You know, he had that mess at Louisville, had all the Adidas stuff, the payoffs. He had that sex scandal with Karen Cyphers. Patino had a mess on his hands. And he went away for a while. And then he did a nice job with Iona over across the way in New Rochelle. And, you know, one nice year with the Gales. And that opened really the pathway and the opportunity for St. John's to say, hey, this is a big full circle. Oyster Bay, Long Island, University of Massachusetts, BU, Syracuse, Providence, the Knicks, the Celtics, the Louisville, and before that, Kentucky. I mean, not a vagabond career a la Larry Brown, but many, many stops along the way for Rick Pitino, but he has won everywhere he's been except for the Celtics and the Knicks. Those were his NBA, you know, his swing and misses in the NBA were big swing and misses. The Knicks and then the Celtics. And the Celtics thing was a disaster, and he always blamed it on the fact that, hey, you know, San Antonio got Tim Duncan, and we got Chauncey Billups. You know, Pitino, he was good at passing the buck, I'll tell you that. But, you know, his style of coaching didn't work in Boston. It didn't work in the Knicks either. Yeah, I mean, I had a coach one time say to me, I don't know if it was Coach Calipari or not, and I said, I think it was, and I said, Coach, what's the difference between coaching, you know, major college high-level basketball and the NBA? He said, you want to know the truth? And I said, no, I asked you because I want you to lie to me. Of course I want to know the truth. He was saying it half tongue-in-cheek, but I think there was a serious tone and a serious inference that he made. He said, here's the difference. Coaches in the NBA get into the huddle and say, all right, what do we want to do? What do we want to do? In college, the coach gets into the huddle and says, this is what we're going to do. And I thought, that really? And he said, yeah. The coach will get into the huddle, pull the players around and say, all right, what do we want to do here? What do we want to do here? In other words, they get impact from the players. I thought, man, that's pandering. How can you pander to these guys? And he says, yeah, you know why you can pander to a coach? Because I tell you what, there's going to be a lot more coaches. In fact, every coach is going to get fired before a player, for the most part, is ever going to get fired. Traded, yes. Released, no. And they got guaranteed contracts, and coaches know damn well that they don't have any leverage with the players. And guess what? Magic Johnson made a life out of getting coaches fired. Paul Westhead would be exhibit A. Players can get coaches fired. The Bucks. I mean, the Greeks dealing with that image right now. That rumor, that perception of Giannis in Milwaukee is he got Adrian Griffin fired. He didn't like him. He didn't like the way the plays were drawn up. He didn't like him. And Giannis, to his credit, took the high road, said, I don't know what you're talking about, and who knows. But he got him fired. And, allegedly. And it's happened before, and it happens anywhere. I mean, I'm trying to think of the I could give you more examples. But there's coaches like the one that amazes me in the NBA. Of all the coaches in the NBA, the one that amazes me more than anybody is Eric Spoelstra in Miami. Not that he's not a great coach, but he's a coach that just goes out there and got a great owner in Aaronson. If he still owns the team, he's got a great, the guy running the basketball show and Pat Riley. And all Spoelstra does is go coach. He doesn't feed the rumor mill. He doesn't feed the drama. And don't forget, he had the big three. He had LeBron, he had Bosch, and D-Wayne. Not necessarily in that order. And when that broke up, when that troika broke up, I thought he's never going to survive. Guess what? Not only has he survived, he has thrived. I mean, Eric Spoelstra is a hell of a coach. And all he does is continue to just go out and do his job and win. And in many cases. And the Heat remind me, it's like the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers don't fire coaches, man. They don't. Cowher, obviously, he did the gig for a while, and he did the but when the jig was up, he said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do it. Health, his wife, of course, died of cancer. Cowher had a heavy heart. He had a daughter playing sports at NC State. He's a family man. Cowher said, I don't do this anymore. And he pulled a Barry Sanders. He quit early and never has gone back. Now, Joe Gibbs did the same thing, but he came back. I don't think we're going to see Cowher ever do that. I just don't. There's guys that like that. There's guys that are like that, rather. When they say they're done, they're done. And, who knows? And then the Belichick thing. People say, Belichick's just going to sit there and cool his heels for 1 year. He's going to jump on TV. The Mannings have reached out, in particular Peyton, Omaha Productions. They do the bit on ESPN, analyzing the game on the deuce when, the Monday night game is on ESPN. These studio shows and all that stuff. Who knows? I could see Belichick doing that. His sons are saying he's going to do TV. I think he wants to break Shula's record, but would I be stunned? Would I fall out of this air chair if all of a sudden Belichick announces, I'm not going to coach anymore. The record will be what it'll be. My first job with Don Shula, great coach. I'm not going to do this anymore. And we don't know what his health is going to be like. We know he's sit a year or two. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, Belichick looks like he's in relatively excellent health. But you don't know what's going on between his ears. You don't know what he really wants to do. He's had some stuff in his personal life that's been a little contentious and I think weighing and stressful for him. And he went through a very, very, I think, painful exit from New England. I think you could see it in Belichick's eyes. You could see it in his body language. It bothered him. I think that losing really ate him up. He aged, and he stressed about it. We shall see. All right, we promised you a little bit of bracket racket. Big Ten, let's just say, look, Wisconsin, they've been going the wrong way. They needed to make a statement, and they did. They whacked Maryland, and Maryland went into that tournament. They needed to win. They're not going to make the tournament anyways unless they won it, but they got knocked out. Let's go Pac-12. Finally, Arizona waking up. I mean, they wake up. This was a revenge match against Southern Cal. Southern Cal picked them off last week, and Arizona came back, made a statement, and blew them out, beat them by 21. SEC, South Carolina. The women's team gets makes all the noise, but I'll tell you right now, this Gamecock men's team is very good. Arkansas, a little bit of an upstart team, but South Carolina wins that one going away. ACC, Pitt over Wake Forest. We told you Big East, St. John's, 19 over Seton Hall. They are in a big spot. They need another one just to cement it. Now they're playing for a seed. I think they're in even if they get beat next round. But St. John's would really, really improve their NCAA lot in life, tournament lot, with one more win here at Madison Square Garden. Texas Tech, another team, circle them. Dangerous. You know, a weird team in that, man, you play them in Lubbock, good luck. Outside of that, I thought they may, and they're in the top 25 this week. I thought they may fold up. They didn't. Beat a very good BYU team, 81-67. Connecticut, walk in the park, 27 better than Xavier. Carolina, listen, all of a sudden, Carolina, they swept Duke, right, this year? Beat them last Saturday night, 92-67 over Florida State. They're looking like they're trending towards a one seed. Michigan State back in the Big Ten, 10 better than Minnesota. Atlantic 10, St. Joe's of Philly over Richmond, VCU over UMass. And what else do we got? We'll get into this more when we tube talk it here coming up in a few minutes and close out the hour. But tonight, listen, NC State, Duke, keep an eye. Kansas State, Iowa State. A very, very important game. K-State picked them off in the regular season finale. And Jerome Tan, the coach at Kansas State, he's been rumored to potentially be a strong candidate for the Louisville job as Kenny Payne got jettisoned the other night. Providence, Creighton. This will be a really good game in the Garden. It'll tip 7 East. Providence, Creighton. Very good game. I got Creighton getting to the final. Will they win it? We shall see. They got the ability. They're going to get a 2 or 3 seed in the tournament. Greg McDermott's got a team that could rightfully be a solid 4-win team in the tournament and find their way to Glendale, Arizona. They're that good. They got a big guy, and they got great guard play. They defend. Their problem is they get a little sloppy. They get a little sloppy with the ball. They can go turnover. And Kalkenbrenner, when he goes soft, oh, my God. So if they can tighten things up. UCLA, Oregon, we'll keep an eye on that. St. Bonaventure, Loyola going down to the wire. So that's what, you know, we got you pretty much up to date. We give you a scope of, you know, what's going on. And then we head into the weekend. And they'll be cutting down nets on Saturday. And then the Big Ten will drop the curtain on the conference tournaments, and then Sunday night we get the selection show. Purdue, Houston, North Carolina looks very strong. The other one seed, who am I missing? I'm missing an obvious one. Anyhow, I think, like I said, UConn. And you know, the thing is UConn going to, you know, be odds on to repeat? I don't know about odds on, but that's a good team. It's a very, very solid team. And again, it's only Xavier. I don't want to knock them, but the Musketeers are in the middle of a major rebuild. But this UConn team, I mean, they're going to open in Brooklyn. They're going to go right across the river next week. They're going to open in Brooklyn, and then they're going to be in the Eastern Regional, which is going to put them in TD Bank North in Boston. Home of the Celtics and Bruins, and the UConn fans, they own this Madison Square Garden building, along with Providence, too, and St. John's, obviously, with the Metropolitan team. Seton Hall brought in a good crowd. But I'll tell you right now, UConn will own the Boston Garden. It'll be something else. All right, we'll come back. We'll close it out. What's streaming? What's screaming about in the world of sports? Lots to get to. Stay with us throughout the night here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe, here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, and when we travel to New York, we always like to look at the headlines on a tabloid. I mean, the New York Times, basically, The Athletic is now their sports section. So, and then the Daily News is Post. So I get, you know, Post, and, you know, the Post is, you know, I mean, they're worried about the Yankees pitching staff. And why wouldn't they? I mean, Stroman's going to help, but you look, Gerrit Cole, look out. And they're saying 6 to 8 weeks, but he is in Los Angeles as we speak. And they're obviously not happy or not convinced that this might not be Tommy John. So we shall see and expected to hear, you know, maybe into the weekend. All right, what do we got? Celtics Suns tonight. Look, if you want basketball, it's everywhere. I mean, you don't have to tell you, there's games galore. And the other thing I'll tell you is Saturday night, our three-hour extravaganza here from New York. We're going to have some tape pieces. Pitino, Hurley. I think we'll, you know, any of the winning and maybe if a aptly placed losing coach has anything good to say, we got you covered. And then I think that'll serve as a nice little warm up for Sunday. Then we hit the ground running back in the home base on Monday, as we will be talking probably the easiest shows of the year to do. I mean, seriously, next week, other than that, I think the first week of the NFL and when the NFL schedule comes out, probably the other easiest week to do sports talk radio. Because all you got to do is look at the brackets, and you'll get a plenty of discourse out of that. And when the NFL draft rolls around, that's a week's worth of shows or two. And then the schedule comes out, and it's more. So makes our job extremely, extremely easy, quite frankly. Dominic Jimenez, solid work out of you, my friend. Thank you so much. Thank you to Anthony Pepe of the Diehards. We hope to get more from him in the days and weeks ahead. Enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy the rest of the week here on Sports Byline. We're live in New York here on Sports Overnight America. Adios.